confidential support. We can help the healing begin today.
He took a lot from me, but he didn't take my voice.
This is Bull's Eye on Weather on AM 930. Showers end overnight, low near 65. Clearing skies Wednesday, high of 73.
Right now, the clouds are out. It is 78.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
It is pouring down rain here in Avon. In case you haven't heard, the Crushers and Joliet Slammers have been postponed. And, well, if you were driving down the highway right now, taking a look at Springer Stadium, well, you would know why. And it's expected to rain throughout the course of the night. So tonight's game here in Avon has been postponed. Lake Erie Crusher baseball returns tomorrow, 5:05. They'll begin a doubleheader with the Joliet Slammers as we are coming down the home stretch in the 2018 season. Matt, you guys getting rain back in the studio?
No, actually. Gray skies. It looks a little ominous overhead, but for the most part, it's still dry.
Fair enough. It's windy and it's rainy here in Avon. So I get the feeling that it's going to be a bit of a mixed bag throughout the next few hours here, but we'll worry about that later on. We've got Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram in studio with us for our weekly Local Beat with Lisa, and it's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers in downtown Elyria, right across from the hospital, a trusted name in jewelry. Lisa, great to have you with us again. How are you?
I am doing okay. I'm glad I drove, seeing how the rain's going to be coming.
Boy, I hope you guys don't get what we're getting here in Avon, because, boy, if you're outside in this stuff, you are going to get absolutely soaked. And it's a good thing we didn't get this when we were all three at the Lorain County Fair yesterday. We were sharing the Chronicle-Telegram K96 WEOL booth yesterday, having a great time. And, Lisa, before we get into some of the nuts and the bolts here, just some general observations from you about the Lorain County Fair. What were some of your big takeaways yesterday?
One of the things I love about the fair is how friendly people are when you come to the fair gates. They just all kind of want to sit and talk with you. And when they find out you're from the Chronicle, they ask a couple questions. They want to know what you're covering. So I really enjoy that. I like talking to our readers when I see them out in the community. So I like that. And then, of course, I like to eat some fair food.
You can't go wrong eating some of the fair food. And, boy, Matt and I think we could certainly share in some of the things you just mentioned. We were actually called youngsters yesterday. Remember that, Mr. Douglas?
I do, yes. Somebody referred to us as youngsters. I'll take it. I'm going to roll with it.
I'm going to roll with that also. You kidding me? I'm going to use that for the next few years here, as long as somebody's willing to consider me a youngster. I love that. Well, one of the big takeaways from the fair, everybody gets very excited when the fair queen is announced, and the junior fair queen was Jessica Uhrig. Boy, some impressions from you of her after winning the award. Sounds like she had to do a lot of work to win this award.
Well, I think she had to do a lot of work, but she's been preparing for so many years. She's been in 4-H for about 13 years, so she was kind of ready to take the crown that they put place in her head yesterday. She seems like a great girl. She loves the fair. She loves being able to be fair queen now, because that means that she can go to other fairs and like learn how those fairs are operated so that she can make Lorain County Fair the best fair possible.
Are there specific requirements for that? Did you have to be in 4-H to win the queen?
Yes, you have to be in 4-H. You have to be a certain age. You have to be able to have an essay, fill out all the necessary paperwork, go through the interview. So, you know, it's not just anyone who can be the queen.
Sure.
Give us an idea as to how cool the relationship was between her and her friend, who was the runner-up, Kaylee Aviles. But it seemed like there was a pretty cool relationship that already existed between those two.
Yes, they were friends. This year, only two young ladies who were candidates for the Lorain County Fair, Junior Fair Queen. So that meant that, you know, one of these young ladies were going to get to wear the crown, and so the other one had to be right there to support her friend. So they were right there, and they will be together for most of the fair, kind of going to all the fair events, because that's the fair court. Now the court's just two people. There were no kings this year.
That's because Matt Douglas didn't apply.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
Well, they did refer to you as a youngster, so
that's
I thought
true.
You met the age requirement. But regardless,
I'd be a little past that at this point.
Fair enough. All right. Well, you might not be eligible to be a fair king, but you could have done some dancing with the Poco Loco dancers. I mean, I think you could have certainly fit in. You were bragging about your ability to do some country line dancing a little bit earlier. And, Lisa, you wrote a piece about the Poco Loco dancers. What were some of the things you learned after talking to some of these dancers? It seems like there's quite the age range.
Yes. Actually, most of the dancers are, you know, their elderly population, but they had easy dance steps. So that's the reason why I said you can do it from 8 to 80. The fair is one of those places where you go there and you just kind of, as a reporter, you try to find something interesting every single time. And when I was there, I noticed this group of dancers, these feisty, elderly people, men and women, who were doing their dance step in Pavilion 2. And so I said, let me go over and check them out. I did a little video of them. You know, for a personal reason, I'm actually looking for other events for my mom to do because she's retired. So I thought maybe I would check out the Poco Loco dancers and see if they can have another member in their group. But I really enjoy them. Their oldest member is 86. They said last year their oldest member was 90, but he stepped away after a tragedy and his family lost his wife. So, you know, they keep those moving. They keep you moving.
What exactly are they dancing to? Is it a polka-style dance, or
no,
is it just whatever they're doing?
They are dancing the rock and roll, country, western, hip-hop. They're line dances, and they kind of, you know, the dance instructor, Katie Mitchell, says she goes on YouTube and she tries to find some dances that she thinks the group can do, and then she just brings them back. They start up for a new season on September the 17th.
So it's all choreographed then. Do
yes.
they go to other events, or is this kind of their thing, just kind of showcasing their dance styles at fairs and other things?
Yeah, at the fairs are their big event of the year. They spend a few months learning 10 to 12 different routines, and
wow.
they bring them to the fair.
That's impressive. 10 to 12 is not an easy task.
No, and I think that's interesting, too. So the group learns, you mentioned in the article, that the group learns about 20 songs, and then they choose about 10 to 12 to perform each year. I'm interested, does the group come together and decide what they're going to do, or does Katie Mitchell decide what they're going to dance to?
No, the group comes together and they decide. They meet each Monday at the Twin Lakes home. There's a dance hall, there's a hall there, so they meet there each Monday, and they kind of go through a practice, and they go through the routines, and then they kind of pick the ones that they think they're the best at.
Very good stuff. Again, Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle Telegram, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our local beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Well, those who have been going to the Lorain County Fair for years certainly knew and got used to the voice of Tom Newell. He was the winner of the Claire Hill Award at the fair. Now, of course, Tom's no longer with us, but you wrote an article talking about the impact of Tom. He won this award, and boy, those who were around Tom had nothing but great things to say about him. You know, what was the impact of Tom for those who were around him?
If you have been at the Lorain County Fair for the last 50 years and you've sold some livestock in the Junior Fair Livestock Auction, then you've met Tom Newell. He's been donating his auctioneering skills to the auction each year, and he kind of gets people to pry open those checkbooks.
And that's a tough thing to do, right? I mean, being an auctioneer is such a hard thing to do, too. Everybody, I think, for guys who are, well, youngsters like Matt and I guess we can say that since somebody else threw us in there. I saw the Micro Machines commercial growing up all the time, and I was amazed at how quickly that guy could speak yet still be presentable. And then you go to some of these auctions, and you hear these auctioneers speak, and you think, oh, my goodness, how did these guys do this consistently without ever screwing up? And I think that's such a gift. But it sounded like Tom, and I never met Tom, but it just sounds like Tom was one of those guys that did it because he just genuinely loved it, and that the fair week was one of his favorite weeks of the year.
Yes. His wife, Lynn, said that they've actually spent many wedding anniversaries, even their 50th anniversary, at the fair. So that's how much they love the fair.
Interesting. Who were we talking to yesterday, Matt, that said that he had parents that got married right around the fair, and that's part of what made the fair so cool for them every year?
It was our guy, Will.
That's right. Will Schlechter, yep. That's right. Yeah, with the maple syrup. He actually gave us some maple cream, too, which was really good stuff.
That is good.
I mean, I'd be amazed if mine actually lasts the rest of the week. That stuff was fantastic. But I digress. We'll get away from the fair for just a moment here. Lisa, why was there such a long line at the Lorain City Treasurer's office last Friday?
Well, everyone knows tax season comes, and by August 15th, you should file your taxes. And in Lorain, there was a lot of people who did not file their taxes, and so they received a subpoena saying that they needed to show up to have some paperwork to show why they didn't file their taxes.
And about how many people were lined up outside the office? I mean, it seemed like it was a pretty big deal on Friday, and there were a lot of people that were lined up there. I mean, the picture that was posted on the Chronicle Telegram was pretty interesting to see all those folks that were lined up.
We're talking hundreds and hundreds of people lined up. They've sent out a few thousand notices to people to let them know that they were late and delinquent in paying their taxes. These are people who did not file their taxes, and so the city wanted their W-2s, one of their federal tax returns. They wanted so they can make sure that they can rectify what they owe to the city. So we're talking hundreds and hundreds of people, and they were all given the same time to show up at 9 a.m., and so you can imagine if, you know, thousands of people are told to show up one place at 9 a.m., what that line would look like. And so Terry Soto, who is a city treasurer, said that many of those people, if they would have just provided documentation before that day, they did not have